We're continuing our summer sipping series with another beverage. Last week, Michelle ventured out to try some new and unique kinds of beers. This week, the libation is a bit stronger. It's rum, so potent that it's sometimes called devil water and pirate's drink. The origin of the drink is sweet, sugarcane from the West Indies, but its history is bitter, a slave trade triangle transporting sugar, molasses, and rum between Europe, Africa, and the West Indies. Though now made all over the world, rum is still largely linked to Cuba and the Bacardi family that made rum the star of the bar. For our tasting shindig, we took a short cab ride to Ceiba, a contemporary Latin American restaurant just blocks away from the National Mall. Ceiba's wine and beverage director, Scott Klein, starts our tasting adventure with Bacardi White Rum.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. Our producer, Wilma Consul, will be the taste tester, and I'll just take a sniff and maybe a little taste as well. But tell us, what should we expect with this? What kind of taste, what kind of odor, and the first thing that we're going to try?
Well, here, a lot of the white rum that we're going to try, obviously we're going to try Bacardi Superior. It says Puerto Rican rum now, but it actually did originate in Cuba. And the white rum, you're going to get a lot of minerals, some pineapple flavors, but it's going to be a fairly clean spirit. Okay, it's not going to be, I don't want to say bland, but a lot of people do compare it to vodka. It's odorless, colorless. It's really not that bland. It does have somewhat complexities to it. You can almost get some minerality out of the, you know, the sugarcane juice and a little vegetal flavor to it, but predominantly it's used as mixers.
So we're smelling.
Okay, we're smelling. Smells like, almost like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm not a drinker.
I could tell
it's
by that.
It's strong.
Once you get past the first sip.
Yeah, and if you can get past the alcohol, you can do it. It does make for a good mixer, you know. And
what kind of drinks would it be mixed with?
Bacardi fruit punches, obviously Bacardi and Coke. Cuba Libre, which is just Bacardi and Coke with a lime.
We've just tasted the white rum, and I understand this is a pretty popular rum.
Oh, so, absolutely.
So why is that? Is it just trendy right now, or why is it so popular?
Bacardi, as far as rum goes, he was like the Robert Mondavi of wine. You know, I mean, Mondavi was a marketing genius, and the Bacardi family was the same way. They've kind of drowned out all of these other smaller producers. A lot of people don't know there's all of these different rums out there. You know,
all
we
right.
carry, you know, over 20 here at Ceiba.
Well, let's take a look and taste at some of these other rums. What types are there?
We get into the aged rums, and we might taste a couple of spiced rums. We'll see how you guys hold up. That's what we're going to taste here is Cabana, which is a cachaça. Now, cachaça is basically Brazilian rum. They call it almost an agricultural rum.
Now, this is clear as well.
This is clear as well. And a lot of times when they say just an agricultural rum, they're just basically meaning that it is rum produced strictly from sugarcane juice instead of molasses.
Okay.
Now, this is double distilled, and they will say that you use some pot stills in this. So by double distilling it, it takes some of the impurities out of it.
It's smoother.
So you can taste it. It's smoother. You can notice that it's already a cleaner spirit.
Okay.
Because what you're tasting in that else is just, they're not taking the heads and tails off, which is the bad parts of any distilling and discarding it. They're just re-distilling it.
What about flavored rum, like Malibu coconut rum or things like that?
You know, flavored rums I think are great, but they're basically used in mixers. By themselves, they taste real sweet, and they do have a high sugar content in them. We can taste, we have a raspberry here too and a coconut, and you can. And they're real smooth.
Those are for lightweight people, I think. If you don't have to taste the alcohol, it's just the sweetness, right?
Did you want to taste one of those?
Yeah, we'll see how it is.
We can see which we're one is ready this? To go now. We'll taste that.
Yeah, Cheryl says she doesn't drink. Okay.
Very sweet. Yeah.
Can you taste that? And again, a lot of that just the sugar. I mean, it's not really something you would want to just drink by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a big fan of the flavored rums. I truly like the more aged, the more exotic rums. And
all right, well, let's go for some of those. Let's dark rum. What do you have there that we can tell people about?
For most spirits, if the age label, like we're going to taste this Floridacana, it's aged 7 years, and they call it their Grand Reserva. And technically, they say there's no added artificial colorings or flavorings. But if you think about what they usually add to make a spirit darker, it's going to be what? Well, it's going to be caramel.
Caramel coloring, yeah.
Yeah, caramel is still a natural ingredient because caramel is burnt sugar.
Okay. All right, so in this one, we should be smelling and tasting, you said, vanilla.
Caramel and spices. Okay. I almost dried apricots.
Okay. We're only taking small sips. I want everybody to know this. You're very small.
It's flor de caña, which means sugarcane flour. I like this one.
Okay, Wilma. And this one again, Scott, is the
Nicaraguan. Yeah, it says slow age, but any time, and this is usually any alcohol, if they are going to put an age statement on the bottle, like 7, 10, 12, 23, 20, whatever they put on, there can't be any younger alcohol in that bottle. So basically by saying that this is a 7-year-old rum, nothing 6-year or, you know, 6 years, 11 months can go into this rum. It's got to be at least 7 years.
Has to be very.
But it can also have 40-year-old rum in it. Very often. A lot of people just put a drop in there just to say, well, we add 40-year-old rum in there.
Okay.
You know, whether or not it's true.
The marketing ploy comes through again.
Exactly. Right. But it's at least 7 years old. And you can taste it. It's already smoother.
It is.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Scott Klein, the wine and beverage director at Washington, D.C.'s Saba Restaurant, about rum. Now, rum has had a little resurgence of late. Annual sales of premium rum have really shot up.
Yeah, rum is really making a resurgence, you know, and this happened right after Prohibition in the 40s, because pretty much after the Prohibition and rum pretty much died down, it all just came back to the islands in the Caribbean, and they were only the only people that were buying or drinking rum were people that actually lived there.
Yeah, so are people ordering more rum now?
Yeah, people are ordering more rum there. See, the resurgence came back with that of air conditioning, because once air conditioning made its way to the islands, it brought in, you know, tourists, you know, and people to visit the islands and people with money that came down there and then tried these different more exotic rums, you know, and then brought a taste of it back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think these aged rums are really starting to make a resurgence, you know.
Can we try one of those?
Sure. Do a premium white?
I'll leave it to you. You were the
director.
We just tasted
age 7, exactly. Now we're going to taste a Venezuelan rum. It's called Santa Teresa.
All right. It smells good. And are these more expensive?
Yes, these are more expensive rums, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our premium rums wholesale, I mean, Bacardi, it's $16, $17 a bottle. But you get up to, like, the Florida Con, it really is only $35. And then you get Santa Teresa, they're anywhere about $60.
And if I was going to come into the restaurant and order a shot of premium, do you say shot? Is that the correct thing, a shot of rum? Or,
well, you know, if you're going to get a premium rum, you're really more going to sip it. You know, a shot is more of a, you know, you're just going to buy something and slam it.
Okay.
So usually if you're going to order a premium rum or a premium product, yes, you understand, I would have that neat.
I would have that neat. Okay.
Just means no ice straight out of the bottle and you're going to sip on it.
Okay. So buying a glass of rum neat, it's almost like it sounds like you're almost ordering a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah. I'd say it would be more familiar. You're ordering a glass of cognac.
Okay.
That's a great way to finish a meal. Okay, it does go great with desserts. It goes great with flan.
Okay, now we're going to taste the most expensive. And it's called?
This is the Pirate Cask 1623 rum.
Okay.
From Anguilla.
And how expensive
Anguilla.
Is it?
Anguilla. This one is roughly about $200 a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, I better be careful.
Exactly. There's not an age statement on this rum, but they say it's blended with up to 40-year-old rum.
I think this is my favorite.
And is
it's very sweet. It's very smooth. No wonder it's $200.
You know what? I'm going to take one sip, and then Wilma, you like it so much, I'm going to give you the rest.
I have a question. If you're into, like, cooking, and, you know, some people use rum for cakes, and which one would be best?
You should never use anything to cook with that you wouldn't personally drink yourself. Goslings or any of your black rums are the best ones, or dark rums for cooking, and you can get Goslings for $18, $19 a bottle from Bermuda. Meyer's Mate is a great rum for desserts or rum-soaked cakes. Oh, absolutely, for flambé. And basically, you would just use any rum that's made with a good amount of molasses, or you could just see the dark color.
I want you to know that everybody I know now will be most impressed with my knowledge, so thank you.
Rum expert Cheryl Corley.
Exactly.
Scott Klein is the wine and beverage director at Saba Restaurant in Washington, D.C. Well, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
To learn more about the rum we tasted today, go to npr.org and click on Tell Me More. That's our program for today. I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
She washing and she cooking and she falling.